Shalom, listeners. Over the next few weeks, we are going to go on a journey of biblical worship. There's so much we can learn about worship as we study the Tabernacle of Moses, the Tabernacle of David, as well as the Psalms, not to mention individual characters in the Word of God. But let's begin our journey of worship at the entrance of the Tabernacle of Moses. The one and only entry point to the tabernacle was the gate. And in the same way, the one and only entry point to worshipping God is through his son Jesus, Yeshua, for the Jewish people. Let's have a look at what the Word of God says. John 14 verse 6 says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Just as there was one entrance, and this we read in 1 Timothy 2 verse 5, there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all. And Acts 4 verse 12, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we can be saved. If we get nothing else, we have to get this point, the gate. It is the most important, because without having a personal relationship with Jesus, everything else is not going to make sense at all. It's just going to be head knowledge and nothing more. In order to truly worship God, we need to have a personal relationship with him. True worship comes as a result of us responding to God's revelation of himself. And if you do not have a relationship with him, you're not going to get that revelation. And if you do not have a relationship with God, all you have is a dead religion. So relationship is key. And in fact, everything we look at about worship is going to relate to relationship. The gate for each believer is spiritually experiencing the first of the Lord's feasts, namely the Passover feast, which points to God's redemption through his son Jesus, who in dying for the sins of the world became the once and for all sacrificial lamb. John 1:29 says, the next day John sees Jesus coming to him and he says, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And this, incidentally, is in fulfillment to the statement that Abraham made when he took Isaac up the mountain to sacrifice him. And Isaac says, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And God, and Abraham in Genesis 22 verse 8 says, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. And later we see that fulfillment as John says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I want to encourage you, please, to read chapter 3 of John. on the importance of being spiritually born again. I'm going to just highlight a few verses. John 3 verse 3, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And in John 3 verse 5, Jesus again says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." And John 3, 16, one of the most beautiful verses in the Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God." And John 3:36, "He who trusts in the Son has eternal life. He who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him." John 6:44, "No one can come to me unless my Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day." And Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and drive out demons in your name and perform many miracles in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, you workers of lawlessness." So in summarizing at what we've just looked at, we need to understand that it's not enough just to believe in God, not enough to just believe in Jesus. James 2 verse 19 says, "You believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder." You have to be spiritually born again, and you must have a personal relationship with God. That is the key to understanding a lifestyle of worship. The gate is vital. When you look at that tabernacle, there's only one entrance. You can't climb over, you can't climb under. There's one entrance, and that's the gate. And that gate is Jesus Christ. So let's begin with making sure that you have a relationship with Jesus. And then as we progress further, everything will just start to fall into place. And in our next session, we will look at the brazen altar and the brazen laver and see how that relates to our worship lifestyle. And until next time, may our Lord bless you and continue to just lead and guide you, that you may grow spiritually.